Are you ready for the show? I hope so. If you are standing, sit down. And if you're sitting, stand up. Because the guest we have today is just absolutely, absolutely amazing. You're going to love him. Cynthia Kersey, the unstoppable queen herself, says Randy Gage's thought-provoking style pulls together timeless principles of wealth and success with the practical applications of how to make it work today. She's talking about that great book he has out called Prosperity Mind, How to Harness the Power of Thought. Now, on top of that, Joe Vitale, you know, he's been here many a times. He says the most hard-hitting, eye-opening, and money-producing book he's ever read. Randy speaks from the gut, and opens his heart. He's honest and practical and inspiring. And you're going to understand exactly what they mean when you hear what he says today. Let me tell you just real quickly a little bit about him. For more than 20 years, Prospered Expert, yeah, that's what he's known as, the Prosper Expert. Randy Gage has been helping people shatter limiting beliefs to achieve success and prosperity. He knows his stuff, show enough, that's all to it. Randy rose from a jail cell as a teen to become a self-made millionaire. I'm not going to slaughter his story. I got him here. The man is here. Get ready. Randy, how you doing? Welcome to Careers from the Kitchen Table. We're so thrilled to have you.
Hey, Raven. Great to be on with you.
Did you really go from the jail cell? Is that where it started?
I was in jail for armed robbery when I was 15 years old.
My goodness.
Yeah, I was a teenage alcoholic, teenage drug addict, made a lot of really bad, bad choices, and was definitely headed down the wrong pathway.
Wow, well, you certainly have turned it around. And you know what? You took what you went through, which is definitely wasn't a good thing, but you found a way to make the changes necessary to become the Randy Gage you are now, and you're paying it forward with helping so many other people. I applaud you for that. Fantastic, Randy.
Well, I've been blessed, Raven. I had people who came and reached down and helped me, and so I'm just carrying on the tradition of the help I got, and I feel a responsibility to do that.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, paying it forward. Right?
Yeah.
And it is our responsibility. Okay, so you told us a little bit about, you know, where you came from and why you're doing this, but just share with us a little bit, because we want to talk about how to manifest prosperity and your book, Prosperity Mind, which is great, by the way. I love it. Nice cover, too. Really, really, really like it. And it's green, one of my favorite colors, because it's money, 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 Randy. Yeah. So, okay, how did you rise to become one of the world's, you know, well, best experts out there on prosperity? You're known as the man to go to for this.
Well, I wish I could make it sound like I was a smart, clever guy, but it was just the opposite. I lost my business when I was 30 years old. The IRS came and seized it and auctioned it off, and I ended up selling my furniture and sleeping on the floor, and I was $55,000 in debt and borrowing money to eat. And I just realized, you know what, my life is not working. Not my health, not my relationships, not my business, not anything. And I began a study of prosperity, which I've been doing now for 22 years since then.
Well, you know what? You said a couple things. Number one, you know, you said you began the road or process to prosperity. And there's probably a lot of people out there that's listening to us right now, Randy, and they're like, yeah, you know, we were in a recession. Then they said we went through the recession. Now they're saying we're getting ready to go back into a worse recession. How can I even, you know, form the words prosperity? What would you say to them?
I would say that the government, your job, your boss, your business, the economy has nothing to do with your prosperity. You really do control your own prosperity. And once you understand that and you become proactive, then it doesn't matter. And as a matter of fact, some of the greatest wealth that was ever created was created in the Great Depression. And your people listening, I mean, they're entrepreneurs, so they need to know that wealth comes from solving problems. And when there's a bad economy, it just means there's a lot of problems, so that means there's a lot of opportunities.
Wealth comes from solving problems. That's, hey, You're right. You know, once you know the solution and you begin to solve it, you really begin to change things. So people that are stuck right now, Randy, people that are really stuck in a rut, they can't see their way out, where do they begin? Does it start with the mindset?
Definitely starts with the mindset, because one of the things I've discovered is that wealthy people think differently than broke people. Healthy people think differently than sick people. Happy people think differently than depressed people. You really do have a different mindset. And when you change your mindset, you change your results.
Ooh, I love that. Say that one more time. Rewind. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, when you change your mindset, everything comes from mindset. And when you change that, you will change all of the results you create.
Now, one of the things I know that you're definitely known for, Mr. Prosperity Expert, is you are known for really helping people uncover the subconscious programming that causes them to sabotage their own success, and you replace it with the belief that allows them to succeed. I can resonate with that because I was the sabotaging queen not too many years ago, and that's a real tough one to get over that, but once you get over that and you realize that it's okay for you to succeed, that you deserve the success, then that's when you can truly begin to reprogram yourself, right?
Yeah, because I think the biggest issue for most people is worthiness issues.
There you go, worthiness, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's at a subconscious level, and you may not even be aware that they're there, and for most people they're not. You could get this from the data sphere, TV, internet, movies, newspapers, the people you hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, a lot of people experienced it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I got a YouTube channel on called Prosperity TV, and I did a show on dealing with negative people.
Well, I got you got a lot of hits on that one, didn't you?
Oh, 20,000 hits, like immediately, because
wow.
It just resonates with people, right? So we get infected with these limiting beliefs, or they're actually mind viruses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think you're worthy. You don't think you deserve success, and unfortunately, governments also perpetuate this because they need you to be needy. And unfortunately, maybe the guiltiest party is actually organized religion. And there's a lot of negative programming in most of the world's major organized religion.
Now, that's an interesting statement there.
Yeah,
can you kind of go a little bit deeper on that?
All, Raven, that whether we talk about Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, all of that. I think the true message of those religions is one of prosperity and love.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the message gets hijacked. Some of the elements in those religions use the religion to control people, and they want them to be needy, and they need them to need the religion. And so there's a lot of negative programming that comes out of that. And if you're ingrained with that when you're 5, 6, 7 years old, as most people are, you grow up and you're 30, 40, 50 years old, and you have worthiness issues that you don't even realize you have.
I know. Ooh. You know, I was listening to a program the other day, one of the reality TV shows, I forget what it was, and someone told them that they were worthless, and ouch, I felt the pain. It was like, what a terrible thing to say to someone. And as terrible as it sounded then, it made me think of a couple times in my life when people had said that to me, and how many other people have heard that word and they literally gave up on life because of that one statement. That's a serious statement, isn't it?
Yeah, and hopefully most people don't have someone tell them they're worthless like that.
I know. That's an ugly thing to say.
But
there's
a lot of people that are saying that in other words and creating the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I grew up, what I heard a million times was, you know, how can somebody so smart be so stupid? And you know what? I started to live that out. I heard it so much, I believed it. And if you're going to church and they tell you you're born a sorry sinner, well, you know what? That's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe, you know, if you're Hindu and you believe in the doctrine of karma and you believe that you were a horse thief in your last life and now you're here to pay penance,
mm-hmm.
this life, what's the chance you're going to let yourself be successful?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Buddhist and you think you're going to reach enlightenment on your 189th lifetime, and you're only on lifetime number 145, you know, what's the chance you're going to let yourself become successful? And so as a result, we do what you did and what I did, which is we self-sabotage our own success.
Mm-hmm. Big time, big time. And your book, both your books, Prosperity Mind, How to Harness the Power of Thought and Accept Your Abundance, Why You Are Supposed to Be Wealthy, are both fantastic books. They're easy to read. I love the fact that you had it in big print. Thank you, Randy, for people that have eyes like me. That's really good because they can get through the books, both books, very, very easily, and they're meaty. Lots of meat in here. Lots of great content. So I applaud you for such a fantastic job. What Joe Vitale and Cynthia Kersey, two of my favorite people that have been on the show a couple of times, said, I agree 100%. This is just really a fantastic read. We're going to come back with more questions with our guest, Randy Gage. And Randy, this is a special, special segment of Careers from the Kitchen Table. We're actually giving Randy all the time simply because he deserves it. I mean, he is the prosperity expert, absolutely. As I said earlier, Randy rose from a jail cell as a teen to become a self-made multimillionaire who has inspired not thousands, but millions, yes, of people around the world. He's the author of 8 books on success, including Prosperity Mind and Accept Your Abundance, which have been translated into more than 25 languages. You go, Randy. He's achieved worldwide success, showing people how they can achieve massive prosperity. We're going to come back and talk to more with Randy on how to manifest prosperity. We're going to talk a little bit about his books, and you're going to get some real golden nuggets, or we like to say recipes for success, from the man himself, the prosperity expert, Randy Gage. We'll be back right after this commercial break. Welcome back to Careers from the Kitchen Table. We are talking to the prosperity expert himself, none other than Randy Gage. And you got to check out Randy's Prosperity TV show, which is great, and all his websites. And we're gonna let you just hold on a few minutes more, and we're going to have Randy give you all those websites so you can have them exactly correctly. You're going to want to plug into that Prosperity TV for sure. Fantastic information that you'll get from him. Randy, I want to talk about your books. Again, Accept Your Abundance, Why You Are Supposed to Be Wealthy, and Prosperity Mind, How to Harness the Power of Thought. In your books, you say that mind viruses hold most people back from ever obtaining the prosperity that they are capable of achieving. What are mind viruses, and where the heck do they come from, Randy?
Yeah, mind viruses, the scientific term would be memes, M-E-M-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a term coined by Richard Dawkins in his book, The Selfish Gene.
Okay.
And he calls them memes because he believes it's a mind virus, very much like you get a virus on your computer, on the hard drive. You get infected with a mind virus in your subconscious mind. Now, it could be something really simple, like a catchy song that's on the radio. You hear it, you hum it, it's stuck in your mind, you hum it in the elevator. What a mind virus does is it parasitizes the host and causes you to spread the virus.
Ah,
and unfortunately, there's a lot of mind viruses out there today, and they spread very rapidly because of the internet, email, technology.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them are negative. And some examples would be money is bad, rich people are evil, it's spiritual to be poor, or it's noble to be poor. You got to sell your soul for money. So you get infected with those, and those are the things we were talking about, self-sabotage,
mm-hmm,
before
that
the break.
Holds you back. Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of limiting beliefs,
mm-hmm,
that cause you to do that.
Now, that's scary, but it's so true, really. I know I experienced that a lot back in the day, and I had to learn to, first of all, be in gratitude for what I had and not look at what I didn't have, and then I had to speak it in existence, act as if. once I learned that and the importance of that and started affirming what my intent was for the day, I started to see changes. But my mind, as you were saying, I was training it differently. So let me ask you this. You mentioned some things about, you know, thinking that, you know, money is evil and we're not supposed to succeed and stuff. Is that how people can tell if they have a mindset that is holding them back from prosperity simply by their thoughts, or is it more than that?
I always say results don't lie.
Ooh,
so if
okay.
you're not manifesting prosperity in your life, you can safely assume you've got limiting beliefs and you're causing self-sabotage.
Okay, so our road to progressing there and changing that mindset, beginning with your books, of course, but what else can we do?
You become a critical thinker. Take the example of Titanic, right, and then Avatar. Titanic was the highest grossing movie of all time, beloved by millions of people all over the world. And from a mind virus standpoint, it was probably the most evil movie ever made. And the more you like the movie, the more mind viruses you probably have. Because it was filled with these mind viruses that money is bad and rich people are pompous and rich people are evil and the, you know, the poor people were chained up downstairs and they're, after they hit the iceberg, and the rich people were rowing off into the sunset, and you used to have the scene with Rose in the first class dining room with all these boring stuffy people, and then Leonardo takes her down to the third class section and everybody's happy and singing and dancing, and there's so many subliminal messages in there that money is bad, and that's what made it the highest grossing movie of all time.
People could resonate with it, huh?
Yeah, because you like entertainment which conforms to your beliefs, your core foundational beliefs. So that stayed the highest grossing movie of all time until Avatar, which, of course, is the same director, James Cameron. And, of course, Avatar was the same thing. You had this evil, greedy corporation which was going to rape and pillage and plunder this planet and, you know, steal the natural resources from the indigenous people, and the protagonist in the story is in a wheelchair, and we find out he could get his legs back if he had enough money, and they're going to pay him the money to fix his legs if he helps infiltrate the people. I mean, same thing, and that became the highest grossing movie of all time. So to go back to your question, you become a critical thinker, so when you come out of a movie, you finish reading a book, you finish watching a television show, you say, what was the subliminal messages there? Were there, you know, particularly about wealth, you say, were there rich people in there, in that show or in that movie or in that book, and how were they portrayed? And we can go back to Gilligan's Island and, you know, First and Howl the Third and, you know, MASH and Dallas and Dynasty, and no matter what your age is, we can go to your formative years and look at what was the popular culture entertainment at that time and see those negative programming messages which are in there. So you have to be a critical thinker and notice those, and then you have to take charge of your own programming and say, you know what, I may need to limit the certain shows I watch or certain movies I go to, certain books I read, to make sure I'm getting positive programming, not negative programming.
A lot of people might be saying right now, Randy, that's a little bit easier to say it than to do it when you have so much of this negative programming around you. So what do you recommend? I know you probably coach people all over the world on this. Do you suggest maybe they not start their day with the negative? You know, first thing people want is a hot cup of coffee. I'm all for that. Sippinghealthycoffee.biz. There's my plug. But I'm not all for the cutting on news first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I tell people don't ever watch the news first thing in the morning. Don't ever read a newspaper first thing in the morning. I start every day now for 22 years since I started this path of self-development. I start every morning with positive stuff. I read, I meditate, I exercise. I program my consciousness with positive stuff. And I don't want to answer the phone. I don't want to answer the door. I don't want to leave the house until I have my consciousness up, vibrating at a level where I'm going to attract good, positive, prosperous things. And you listeners, they're business people, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is really important for them.
Yeah.
They've got to take that time in the morning and get their mindset right. So when they're making sales calls, when they're talking to clients, when they're meeting with coworkers, when they're talking to a banker, anything they're doing, it will change their results if they change and create that prosperity consciousness first thing in the morning before they go out and go into their work.
Wow. What a difference that can make in your day. I mean, just hearing you say that, I'm smiling ear to ear because I know the difference it can make in versus a day when you're driving past someone in a car, Randy, and they just look mean, mad at the world. I know you've been there, right? You've seen people like that and probably experienced it at time yourself. But they're going into the day with all this negative thought. And like you were saying, when you reprogram yourself, when you get in the habit of affirming that you're going to have a good day, being in gratitude and just, you know, speaking good things in existence, it automatically puts a smile on your face and the sun shines very bright and it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, you start the day reading Think and Grow Rich,
mm-hmm.
or The Magic of Thinking Big, or As a Man Thinketh, or maybe you're watching a Jim Rohn video or listening to somebody's audio, right? It will change the look in your eyes, the posture in your body, the tone of your voice. When you go out 6 hours later, 5 hours later, 8 hours later, you're at a presentation with a prospect, you're
mm-hmm.
meeting with a potential client, you're making a presentation for whatever, you really are a different person because you created that mindset first thing in the morning, and it really will improve your results in everything, not just your business, your health, your relationships, you know, your marriage, all of that stuff. It
yeah.
starts with the mindset you create every morning when you first get up.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautifully said. Let's talk about spirituality a little bit. More and more people, Randy, describe themselves as spiritual, not religious. How do you describe your own spirituality, and why do you think your message resonates with these people out here listening to the show?
Yeah, I think my message is resonating because I'm that way. I would not describe myself as religious at all. I would describe myself as very spiritual. So I'm not into the dogma and the doctrines and the judgment. And I mentioned the mind viruses we see from organized religion. I feel like the fundamentalist elements in many of these religions are the ones who've hijacked the message. And fundamentalism has almost become a code word for hate and intolerance in some cases. And that's driving people away from religion, away from the true message, because the message has got twisted. And my message is about hope. It's about belief. It's about positivity and light. And that's resonating with people because that's what we all want. We don't want to live judgmental lives and fear-based lives. That's no way to live. It's about celebrating our abundance. And I believe you are meant to be healthy, happy, and prosperous, all of us. And I would also say that nobody has a money problem. Anybody, the only problem they might have is an idea problem. Because
that's
if you
mm-hmm.
have the right idea, you can always manifest the money.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. I've never heard, I've interviewed several people, hundreds of people. I've never heard that put like that. And I think you're right. They don't have a money problem. They have an idea problem. The good thing about all of us humans is we can be so creative. And if we really allow ourselves to be, I like to say, free to be me, Randy,
mm-hmm.
we find ourselves more open to step out the box and to embrace that creativity. And that may be the one thing that's missing in growing our business faster rather than slower, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you can go to South Central LA. I can go here. I'm in Miami. I can go to Liberty City.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to Haiti. We can go to Africa. We can go to what on the surface you would say would be the height of poverty
mm-hmm.
and despair,
mm-hmm.
and know that there, Charles Fillmore, he believed we had this creator who provided for all of our needs. And it surrounds us in ethers everywhere. So whether we're in Haiti, South Central LA, anywhere, we can still manifest prosperity and the way we draw it from the ethers into practical application is through ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So you take, now, you know, there's the superficial view like you see in The Secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, have people come to my seminars and they say,
"Where's
well,
the genie?"
Randy, I've watched The Secret 27 times and my Lamborghini still hasn't driven itself into my driveway yet. You know? How many times do I have to watch it?
Yeah.
And like, how about if you get off the couch and do something, right? So we create the idea, and all prosperity is a value for value exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So if we create enough value for the universe, we're going to get it back in prosperity in all the ways: health, happiness, relationships, money, material things, success, and all of those things. So that's where we look for, okay, what's the idea where I can create value?
And then when that idea comes to you, it just grows from there. It just manifests, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, because you're putting in the action steps to make it happen.
Look for problems.
Mm-hmm.
Look for challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Look for issues. When people have problems, you know, we're in the middle of hurricane season now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's storms going here and storms going there, and they're blowing off people's roofs, right? Well, that's
mm-hmm.
a problem. Well, if you're a roofer, that's the greatest news you ever heard, right?
Yeah.
You know, flat tire, nobody likes a flat tire unless you're the guy who owns the tire store, right? Everything is relative. If somebody's got a problem and you can make that problem go away, you can create prosperity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've heard you say and talk about government healthcare reform attempts to defy the laws of prosperity. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's this entitlement mentality. People
say
healthcare is a right. Well, no, healthcare isn't a right, because the only way we can make something a right is if we force someone else to provide it. So if you say, I deserve a treatment from a doctor and a nurse because that's my inalienable right, well, what about the doctor who went to medical school and the nurse who went to nursing school? They got to get paid. You can't put a gun to their head and say you have to treat that person. If you want the doctor and nurse to take care of you, you've got to create an equal value. Because they have needs. They need someone to mow their lawn. They need somebody to babysit their kids. They need to buy groceries. They need a home. They need a car. Right? So everything's got to be a value for value exchange. And when you say education is a right, or health care is a right, or free prescriptions is a right, no, those are anti-prosperity. Because if you force somebody at the point of a gun to do that, it goes back to Atlas Shrugged. You know, if you take everything away from the productive members of society, pretty soon there's no productive people left, because they say, what is the point of innovation? What is the point of doing better if I just get it stolen from me? So you've got to, you know, communism doesn't work. That's the latest video I have up on my YouTube channel right now. It's Communism Doesn't Work.
And that's ProsperityTV.com, correct?
Well, it's actually YouTube. / Randy Gage, and we call the channel Prosperity TV.
Okay, so they should go to YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube/ Randy Gage.
Okay.
And so communism doesn't work, and socialism is just communism with lipstick, right?
It's
not really a value-for-value exchange. And all true, you know, I was on a different radio show, and they said to me, can you sum up your entire philosophy of prosperity and success in one sentence? I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I can. They said, what's the sentence? I said, the only free cheese is in the mousetrap.
Okay.
Yeah, and that tells you everything you need.
Yeah.
The only free cheese is in the mousetrap.
That's good. That's real good. Let's talk about the universal laws of prosperity. You discuss in your book and videos, I know you know, go over this a lot and in detail. How can they help people overcome the sluggish economy?
Yeah, we have to live by these laws of prosperity, because if we're out of accord with them,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to have success in business, no matter what's going on with the economy. And if we live in accord with these universal principles, then we will have success regardless of what's going on in the economy.
Great. Now, your message is popular in Eastern Europe and other countries and cultures worldwide. Why is that?
All humans are the same. We all want the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the surface stuff that seems different, but
mm-hmm.
the basic human desires. I go to Russia and I have halls with 15,000 people, 10,000 people. They travel 40 hours by train. They drive 5 days and they sleep in the car. I mean, they have such a passion. Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, everywhere I go over there, I'm just amazed at the desire they have for prosperity and success. And I left Moscow just a couple of weeks ago. And it's funny, you go into Red Square, which is just breathtaking. If you're, you know, I'm 52, so I remember the Cold War days and the Iron Curtain days and the Kremlin and Red Square and all that. And you go there now, and it's right next door. It's called the Goom Mall. And here's this mall with Brioni and Armani and Prada and D&G and, you know, every designer you could think of has a store in this mall, this high-end mall. You go to a restaurant, you go to, a fancy restaurant in Moscow, and I think I'm in South Beach. You come out of the restaurant, and there's two Vipers and three Lamborghinis and a couple Bentleys
uh-huh.
and a Rolls Royce. And
wow.
The prosperity taking place there is mind-boggling.
Wow. But
they want the same thing we want here, and I go to Asia and Malaysia and Jakarta, and it's the same thing. I mean, people want security. They want freedom. They want to be able to control their own destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we all want. It's just that we get to the point that we realize that, number one, we deserve it, and we are the architects of our life. If we truly believe that, and like you said, start with the mindset, it can definitely make things happen. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come up with the final portion of our show. We're talking to Randy Gage, a.k.a. the Prosperity Expert. He's known worldwide for what he has done in assisting people getting unstuck and to stop self-sabotaging. Over 20 years, Randy has been helping people shatter limiting beliefs to achieve success and prosperity, and he can help you, my friend. He sure can. Randy, as we go to commercial break, why don't you go ahead and give them the website so they can take a sneak peek real quick.
Yeah, randygage.com is my main site, and then I'm all over social media. You can find me on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and Empire Avenue and LinkedIn and
he's just everywhere. Randy Gage, G-A-G-E, you'll find, just like I found, he's all that bag of chips and M&Ms on the side. We'll be back right after this commercial break. Randy, you are hot. Welcome back to Careers from the Kitchen Table. You know us. We're the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking, giving you those good old home recipes for success. My name is Raven Blair Davis Raven, a.k.a. the Talk Show Maven, and we appreciate you once again listening in. And look at that. You brought a friend. How cool is that? This is a very special segment that we're having. We're giving Randy the full hour because he deserves it. You know, we have gotten so much information from the beginning of this interview with Randy where we talked about prosperity mindset, how important you need to really, really watch that you don't sabotage yourself. By the way, that came from his book, Prosperity Mind, How to Harness the Power of Thought. And you should go pick up that book, and Randy's going to let you know where you can go pick it up. But just some of the things that he covers in the book is how to identify self-limiting beliefs that hold you back. We talked about that today. He also talks about the 5 common expressions you probably use every day that program you for failure on a subconscious level. You got to get the book to find it out, and how to practice the vacuum law of prosperity to attract good in your life, imaging techniques, and how you can actually program your own subconscious mind for riches. And you can say that with a smile and know that you deserve riches, because Randy Gage said so. Check his book out at Prosperity Mind, How to Harness the Power of Thought. Keep your pencils handy. He's going to tell you how to get there. But now, Randy, I want to just kind of pull out some information from your other book, which is also really nice, Love That Purple, Accept Your Abundance, Why You Are Supposed to Be Wealthy. So I'm just going to kind of mention a couple chapters that stood out to me and like to get you to delve into a little bit deeper.
Great.
So what I think I want to start with the purpose, because you talk about the purpose that drives your life. I know for a while I could not find my passion, my purpose, none of that, and I was just all over the place trying real estate, this and that. And how much does discovering and knowing what our true purpose is play in our success in life?
It's vital. You have to have something that causes you to want to rip the covers off the bed in the morning and jump out and go to it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me shock some of the listeners with saying this, that I believe your primary purpose should be your own happiness. And you're going to say, well, that sounds very selfish. And I'm going to say, yes, it does. And Ayn Rand, who wrote Atlas Shrugged, also wrote another book called The Virtue of Selfishness. And just know that there is a positive side to selfishness, of getting your own needs met first. You can't help anyone else if you're not, you know, a Reverend Ike. How many times did he used to say, best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you need to look out for yourself and get your own needs met, and then you can help other people. And I still say it's kind of selfish, but enlightened selfishness, because your purpose will evolve, and it starts being about getting your needs met, and then it evolves to charity and giving. And because I don't want people to get the wrong impression when I talk about, you know, why health care is not a right and things like that. They're going to say, well, what does Gage just sit home and count all his money and sit around as a selfish guy? I've given millions of dollars to charity. I have all kind of causes I support. And you know what? I do that for selfish reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I do that because it brings me joy. So, you know, I just sponsored the opera, right? It's $100,000 to sponsor that opera. And, you know, I go to the opera and I see it there and I know it took place because I gave that money, and it means the artists get paid and the opera continues to operate and school kids get to get exposed to classical music for the first time, and people can afford to buy tickets because the tickets otherwise would have to be twice as much. And they got the costumes, and it was a brilliant production, and I enjoyed it. But whether it's that or the Make-A-Wish Foundation or Saving the Rainforest, anything that we put our money to, you get to a point where you move from success to significance, and that brings you joy, knowing that you're making a difference. And that all goes back to your purpose,
mm-hmm.
having a purpose that gets you excited to get out of bed in the morning.
I know. I can tell you, boy, once you discover that, you're rushing to get out of bed. you're not, you know how you used to, Randy, hit the alarm clock, and you're like, oh, let me hit it again, snooze again, and you're like, oh, God, do I have to get out? It feels really good when you get past that point and you just, you know, jump for joy and can't wait till the next day. So I hope all of the listeners out there will begin to experience that soon, because when you do, that's when your business really moves from the surviving stage to the thriving stage.
Absolutely.
Okay, now one thing that was very interesting was in Chapter 2 when you talked about starring in your own movie. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, this was an idea I got from my friend Richard Brook, who's another author and speaker, and he suggests you write a script of a movie script of your perfect day, the day you win the Academy Award, or the day you take your business public, or the day you become a multimillionaire or a billionaire, and you evolve all your senses. You smell the coffee in the morning, you feel the breeze coming in the window, you wake up and, you know, your housekeeper has breakfast for you, and you do your workout, and you get in the Lamborghini and you drive down to the stockbroker and you watch the opening bell as your company goes public, and you become worth $800 million in 2 hours later, and you just visualize every part of it, because you're actually programming that into your subconscious mind. And then you take that movie script and carry it around in your briefcase, or keep it in your desk or in your wallet, and So if you're in the post office and you're waiting in line 10 minutes or something, you pull it out and you read it again, just because every impression you make anchors it deeper in your subconscious mind.
Yeah, wow. That just sounds good. You can actually create a movie, just picture yourself in it. This is how you want your life to be.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. It sounds like fun. So visualization is very important in what we do, huh? In building our, in changing our life and changing our business and making it the way we want.
Yeah, because that is what programs your subconscious mind. And your conscious mind, that's like the tip of the iceberg. That's the 10% that's above the water.
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious mind, that's the 90% that's below water, and that's what really drives your actions every day.
Yeah. And finally, we got to talk about this, the virtue of selfishness. That's interesting. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's, people asked Ayn Rand, well, you know, why did you choose that title for the book? And she said, for the very reason it scares you. And nobody wants to ever be called selfish. I mean, that's like the ultimate insult, right, if somebody says you're selfish. But you need to really reprogram or rethink that, because it's no different than put on your oxygen mask first on the plane before you try to help anyone else. If you're, when I was broke, I wasn't helping anybody. I wasn't supporting any charities. All I was worried about was, how do I get the money for the electric bill so they don't cut off my lights? How do I get the money for the rent so the landlord doesn't evict me? That's all I was consumed with all day. You know, people say, rich people, all they think about is money. Well, you know what? Rich people, we never think about money. We don't need to. Poor people, they think about money all the time because they have to. So the virtue of selfishness is just, hey, let's look after myself. Let's get my own needs met. Let's get myself into a position of strength, and then I'll be able to help others. And your listeners, a lot of them have employees or want to have employees, right? And they've got to make the business successful, and then they could help many people support their families. But if the business isn't successful and everybody gets laid off, then nobody gets helped.
And people have to be open to wanting to get help. And this is where I think it's really important, as we close out, Randy, that I'd like for you to touch on for the listeners, because I'm a huge advocate on people reaching out to mentors like yourself, you know, and the great masters in their products and their books, but also in their one-on-one coaching or mastermind sessions, so that they can, you know, kind of reduce a lot of the unnecessary things they need to go through, and they can build their business a lot faster rather than slower, and truly, truly thrive and not just survive. Can you kind of touch on that?
Yeah, look for mentors who have done what you want to do, and then model their behavior. Find out what they've done. You know, one of my goals is to be a billionaire. So I read everything I can get on Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and Richard Branson and Warren Buffett. I want to know how they think, because obviously billionaires must think differently than millionaires. So
yes,
if I want to move from a millionaire to a billionaire, I have to start thinking like a billionaire. And the only way you do that is find out how they think. And so look for people who have already done what it is you want to do, and those are the people. You know, the best, you know, if you want to become wealthy, stop taking advice from broke people. I can't
That's huge right there.
I see somebody, and, you know, they want to start a business, or they get approached, and they call up their Pookie and Ray Ray and ask them for advice. Those guys don't make $200 a month. Why are you, you know, Pookie's on parole, you know? Who's calling him and asking him about success in business?
Yeah, really, Pookie.
Find somebody who's done what you want to do successfully, and that's
Pookie,
the gal or the guy you want to call.
Yeah, who was that again? That Pookie and who?
Ray Ray.
I like that. Listening to your husband or wife who don't have as much money as you have in the bank. So, yeah, absolutely. Well, Randy, this has truly, 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 truly been a pleasure. Thank you so much for, you know, being on our show, Careers from the Kitchen Table. We have really gotten a lot of golden nuggets, a lot of recipes for success, and you truly are all that, a bag of chips and M&Ms on the side, for sure. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Great to be on with you, Raven.
This has been another edition of Careers from the Kitchen Table. Yes, 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 we're the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. Our guest today has been none other than Randy Gage, G-A-G-E. Randy, give them the website, phone number. Come on, they've been having their pens. They're ready. They're excited.
Okay, well, randygage.com. I have a success and prosperity blog. I post 5 or 6 times a week, so check that out regularly. Like I say, I'm all over social media. And then I have 8 books on success and prosperity, but I would advise you to read Accept Your Abundance first. That kind of, because that's one you mentioned a lot, because that kind of gets your mind ready for success. You've got to be open to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
So read Accept Your Abundance first, and then you can look at the other ones. And you can find them at randygage.com, or you can find them on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever.
Yeah, and the YouTube is youtube.com/randygage.com.
Exactly.
That's where you'll find the Prosperity TV. Love that. Got to plug into it. Start with Accept Your Abundance, Why You Are Supposed to Be Wealthy. You got to get that book. You're going to absolutely love it. You'll discover why poverty is a sin, what may be keeping you from your prosperity. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to know? I know you do. Why being wealthy is your natural state, the difference between the way rich and poor people think, and how to attract and accept your true abundance. And then when you finish that one, go grab Prosperity Mind, How to Harness the Power of Thought, and just stay plugged into this man. He knows his stuff. Again, thank you, Randy, and thank